Silver and Black Show.
As I said to the team, what we can't get caught doing is letting anybody else define who we are. We need to concern ourselves with our own goals right now, and there should only be one, right? And it should be Seattle at this point. We shouldn't be looking down the road. We shouldn't be looking any place other than with what's directly in front of us, and that would be this challenge this week.
Yeah, the challenge this week will be the Raiders' old AFC West rivals who now reside in the NFC West, and they are the defending Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa is always joined by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. You know the Seahawks well, Jim. This is pro football's ultimate challenge. They are 21-2 in their last 23 home games.
Yeah, they're very tough up there. There's no doubt about it. Even though they went to an open-air stadium, the crowd is still a humongous factor as far as the game is concerned. Opponents have a tough time getting the plays out, hearing what the snap count is. They make it very difficult. And as you said, Seattle seems to play its best football at home.
And the challenge this week will be to stop the outside zone running scheme of Tom Cable, the former head coach of the Raiders, now the offensive line coach of the Seattle Seahawks, Jim. But if the Raiders play the run Sunday in Seattle the way they played it last Sunday in Cleveland, they'll have a good chance. And that is our number one headline, the Mack attack. Rookie Khalil Mack dominant again in the run game. 6 tackles, 2 for loss, 2 quarterback hits, and look what Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, said about him after the game. He gained the respect of everybody on our team. That guy is one of the best players we've gone against this year, and that's unanimous in our locker room.
Quite a bit of praise coming from Brian Hoyer there against Cleveland. And you're right, Khalil Mack played excellent football against the Browns, and he seems to be getting better each and every week. He's putting pressure on the quarterback. He's stuffing the run. He's getting in the backfield and disrupting plays. And that's what you want from a number one draft pick, and he's doing it all.
Yeah, what you'd like to see now, obviously, is the sack and maybe the strip sack and a fumble recovery. The one thing the Raiders are lacking in their defense, they played much better against the run, better on third down last week, but they're not forcing turnovers, and that's our second item in our Raider headlines this week, Jim. The Raiders turned the ball over 3 times last Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. They had 328 yards of total offense, a season best. They're driving late third quarter. Here is the turnover of the game. Darren McFadden pops into the second level, gets down to their 20-yard line, but Dante Whitner pops the ball out. It goes right to Joe Hayden. If the Raiders don't turn this ball over at this time, Jim, they may win the football game.
They certainly may, and you know what they say. All coaches say this, and they pound it into their players, you know, protect the football, and unfortunately, the Raiders haven't been able to do that. Those 3 turnovers by the Raiders turned into 17 points for the Browns, and you can't have much better luck, much worse luck, I should say, than Darren McFadden had. The ball's not only popped out, it goes into the defender's hand, and he turns it around and runs for 40, 50 yards the other way, changing completely field position and allowing them to score again. So protect the football, you know, that's first and foremost. And then your big plays will come if you don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to beat the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, turning the ball over 3 times to be sure. And that'll lead to our third headline and our Raider headlines this week. A familiar foe. Yes, the old AFC West rivals, played them 2 times every year when you were the quarterback of the Raiders. Last time we saw this team, Halloween Day of 2010, Tom Cable was the Raider head coach, and they beat Pete Carroll's team soundly. But Seattle obviously has gotten much better. We know Tom Cable, who's now their O-line coach, Brian Schneider, their special teams coach, and on offense, defense, and special teams, they're solid, obviously, as the defending champions.
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, they're struggling, as many Super Bowl champions do. People prepare for them better. They've got a lot more offseason to get ready for this particular game against the Super Bowl champs. And, you know, hopefully the Raiders will be able to approach it that way as well. You got to find a way, number one, protect the football, keep the ball away from Russell Wilson and their offense. Convert third downs. Keep it out of Russell Wilson's hands. Don't let him make the big plays that he so often does against other teams, especially when you think you have him and you don't. He finds a way to get the ball down the field, or he takes off and runs. So defensively, got to contain Russell Wilson.
Without question, you got to keep him in the pocket, Jim, and that'll be the responsibility of the 2 outside ends, the guys that set the edge of the run game, Khalil Mack and the former Seahawk, Benson Mayowa. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we will introduce you to the former Seattle Seahawks turned Oakland Raider defensive end, Benson Mayowa. Head coach Tony Sparano will drop by, as he always does, on the Silver and Black Show. He'll give us his thoughts on the Raiders' challenge this Sunday in the great Pacific Northwest. And Jim and I will break down just how effective the Raiders' run defense was last week and how important it is to leading the Raiders to victory Sunday in Seattle. All this next on Week 9 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.
The Ray Morgan Company has offered best-in-class document technology solutions for over 58 years, supported by the most tenured customer service organization. Our special teams, positioned in 19 locations across California and Nevada, all share a commitment to customer satisfaction in helping clients develop winning strategies that simplify the document management process. Don't be on the sidelines with legacy systems. The Ray Morgan Company is your MVP for document technology solutions. Call us today for a free document technology assessment.